What have Governor Walker's policies done to the education profession in Wisconsin? One Janesville social studies teacher blogged about that very issue, and it wound up in the Washington Post last week. Joining me is Steve Streaker. Do you feel like people just aren't going to want to go into education given the current climate here?
Oh, we absolutely are already seeing that. There's no question that that's happening. I personally, wrote a little bit about that in my blog that, I have always kind of nudged kids into certain students of mine into education. And now I give pause to that. Not that I don't want, some ambitious young students of mine to pursue the career. It's just that they need to be a lot thicker skinned. They're going to have to be more political as far as standing up for their profession. And, it takes a lot more activism that some young people are not prepared to get into or maybe not equipped to get into. And that's a shame. I think that's a real shame that it's come to that, that you have to be an activist or politicized to get things done in your profession that you need done.
You've been a teacher in Janesville for a long time. How have things changed since you first started your career teaching?
Well, that's a great question. Last January, I remember sitting, I do this thing at the end of the year where I kind of reflect on the previous year, and we kind of do this as a family on New Year's Eve, and I felt like I was at the peak of my career. I just finished my master's, and I had a new course that that I had approved by our district that I'd been teaching. It was kind of like a dream course of mine. And that all came crashing down in February. We are one of the hardest hit school districts in the entire state. We were facing a $13 million deficit last year, and we're looking at another possible eight or so this upcoming round. And the resources are not there anymore, and the commitment to quality education is not there. And that class I had was cut. My wife is also an educator, and so we were taking a hit on the financial end. And it's really been topsy-turvy.
There's lots of talk right now about accountability in Wisconsin, about getting bad teachers out of the classroom. Do you think that that is an issue in education, bad teachers, or is it unfair to make the dialogue all about that?
Well, certainly, it's you get caught because there are teachers every once in a while that do need to lead the profession. But, this has become the focus, and there's no way that this is our biggest problem in education. There are a small percentage, like in any profession, of people that need to see the exit door. But to make this like your in a sense, like your platform and your focus, it's such a waste of resources in an industry that's already, a profession that's already strapped for resources. Now, if we would just take those resources and invest them in making teachers better, I think you would see teachers rise to that level, and you would see the improvements that everybody wants to see instead of making a divisive situation where everybody is under the microscope for a few people that that they're concerned about.
I'm talking with Steve Streaker, Janesville social studies teacher, whose article on education appeared in the Washington Post last week. There seems to be a lot of pessimism here in Wisconsin among teachers. I mean, you've got massive retirements, larger class sizes, less money to do pretty much everything. How do we get past that? Or is there any way to boost morale in the classroom?
Well, I hope what we're doing right now with this recall effort is going to provide that hope. I have to admit, I hate to add to the pessimism, but if we're not able to turn the tide here in Wisconsin, I am very concerned about where this is going. And I hate to sound overdramatic, but I really believe, this is what I keep telling people, I really believe that Wisconsin is ground zero for the education debate about who's going to control our profession. Is it going to be business interests and corporations and conservative-minded governors like Governor Walker, or is it going to be educators? And without the recall, I mean, we've kind of put all of our eggs in one basket with this. And without the recall, I think it gives weight to what he's done. And that's scary for me. That, we should be very concerned at the end of this summer if we have not recalled this governor.
Steve Streaker, teacher from Parker High School in Janesville, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me about all this.
Thanks for giving us voice, Amy. I really do appreciate this.